From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung calls for closer cooperation between South Korea and Italy during his state visit, saying they could build a new industrial order together. The former head of the National Election Commission is banned from leaving the country amid a probe into ballot shortages during the local elections. And gas and diesel prices nationwide drop for the fourth consecutive week. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Rosine Park. President Lee Jae-myung has expressed hope that South Korea and Italy will work together to navigate growing global economic uncertainty by building on their mutually complementary partnership. Lee, currently on a state visit to Italy, made the remark during a speech at the Korea-Italy Business Roundtable held at a hotel in Rome on Friday evening local time. Lee said as global uncertainty increases, networks involving trusted partners in technology, talent, supply chains, and industrial cooperation will become increasingly important to corporate competitiveness and national industrial strength. The president described South Korea and Italy as ideal partners, noting that Italy is a leading nation in basic science with strong capabilities in creative engineering and design, while South Korea is a global leader in advanced manufacturing and technological innovation. By joining forces, Lee said the two countries can generate significant synergies and help shape a new industrial order and innovation ecosystem. He also pointed out that Italy is South Korea's fourth largest trading partner among European Union member states, adding that there remains considerable potential to further expand bilateral trade and investment given the size of the two economies and their manufacturing capabilities. Addressing business leaders from both countries, Lee emphasized that the future of bilateral industrial and economic development depends on their efforts. He said that if the two sides work together, the outcome would be far greater than the sum of their parts. Giorgio Marcia, vice chairman of the Italian business association Confindustria, highlighted similarities between the two countries, noting that just as family-owned enterprises play a major role in Italian capitalism, South Korea's industrial model is built on a long-term vision and family-centered values that support businesses across generations. Among those who attended the event were Korea Enterprises Federation Chairman Ryu Jin, Samsung Electronics Executive Chairman Lee Jae-yong, Italian Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani, and Ferrari CEO Benedetto Vigna. President Lee Jae-myung expressed hope that South Korea and Italy will work together to promote free trade and multilateralism during talks with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni in Rome on Friday. According to Cheongwade, the two leaders also discussed ways to expand bilateral cooperation during their summit, which marks their second this year following their talks in Seoul in January. Mentioning that South Korea and Italy share the view that a rules-based international order is important, Lee also suggested the need to establish a new framework for cooperation, stressing that it would make the partnership between the two countries particularly meaningful. Lee said greater cooperation could create new synergies and expressed hope that their ties would continue to deepen in a mutually beneficial manner. The meeting came a day after Lee and Italian President Sergio Mattarella held a summit and agreed to elevate bilateral relations to a special strategic partnership. South Korea and Italy have agreed to adopt a strategic action plan for 2026 through the year 2030 aimed at promoting collaboration in high-tech industries and across the multilateral arena. The agreement was reached during summit talks between President Lee and Italian Prime Minister Meloni in Rome. The two sides also agreed to hold regular high-level talks to strengthen their political coordination on global issues ahead of South Korea's G20 chairmanship in the year 2028. Seoul and Rome will seek to discuss ways to promote peace, stability, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. The two sides will regularly discuss cooperation in trade, investment, and development, and will launch a joint committee on semiconductors, critical materials, and auto manufacturing based on a 2023 MOU to promote collaboration in cutting-edge industries. No Tae-ak, the former head of the National Election Commission, has been barred from leaving the country amid a probe into ballot shortages during the June 3rd local elections. The Ministry of Justice issued the ban for Ngo and several other Election Commission officials on Friday at the request of the joint team of prosecutors and police investigating the case. They are facing charges of breach of duty and violation of the Public Official Election Act. The investigators also conducted searches at the NEC headquarters, the Seoul Regional Election Commission, and five commissions each overseeing Seoul's Songpa, Socho, Gangnam, Gwangjin, and Dongjak districts. The joint team said it intends to thoroughly analyze seized evidence and swiftly question those involved to sternly determine the facts in the case. According to the NEC, 91 voting centers nationwide ran out of ballots during the elections and had to use additional ones sent by the watchdog, temporarily stopping voting at 26 locations. Main opposition People Power Party leader Chang Dong-hyuk has proposed a meeting with Prime Minister Kim Min-seok and ruling Democratic Party leader Jeong Chung-rae to discuss conducting an election revote and launching a special counsel probe into the June 3rd election ballot shortage. In a social media post on Saturday, Chang stated he was open to any form of dialogue, referencing Kim's earlier call to dissolve the National Election Commission and Jeong's agreement to appoint a special counsel to handle the case. The PPP chief said the election watchdog should verify facts regarding allegations that there were more than 800 cases nationwide in which rival candidates won the exact same number of votes, rather than just calling them probable. Chang also mentioned the omission of about 1,700 votes in the Gyeonggi Province Education Superintendent race following a similar incident in North Jeolla Province, as well as an erroneous swap in candidates' tallies. The opposition leader stated that a total of 35 election petitions have been filed so far and warned of the administration's demise should it continue to ignore public anger. Senior diplomats from South Korea, the United States, and Japan held working-level talks in Tokyo, where they reaffirmed their commitment to enhancing trilateral cooperation in addressing North Korea's nuclear and missile issues. Japan's foreign ministry said on Friday that officials from the three sides expressed serious concerns over the North's nuclear and missile development and also reaffirmed their commitment toward the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The three countries agreed to work closely together on issues such as the advancement of Russia-North Korea military cooperation and North Korea's malicious cyber activities, including cryptocurrency thefts, which reportedly fund its nuclear and missile programs. North Korea has condemned Japan after the Nagasaki Atomic Bomb Museum decided to change its reference to the Nanjing Massacre during the Second Sino-Japanese War to the Nanjing Incident. In an editorial, the North state-run Korean Central News Agency said the museum's decision was part of a scheme to distort history by new militarists in Japan. The Nanjing Massacre, historically designated as a major war crime and crime against humanity, refers to the Imperial Japanese Army's mass rape and murder of civilians and prisoners of war in the Chinese city in 1937. Average gasoline and diesel prices in South Korea have fallen for the fourth consecutive week. According to the Korea National Oil Corporation's price information system, the average price of gasoline in the second week of June dropped 0.51 from the previous week to 2,009.91 per liter, or roughly $1.32. In Seoul, where prices are normally the highest in the country, the average price of gasoline rose 0.71 to 2,051.51. The average price of diesel also fell 0.31 to 2,004.81 per liter. Global oil prices, which surged earlier this week amid the protracted conflict between the United States and Iran, declined in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement of an impending peace deal. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Rosine Park.